This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An official from the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies told reporters Tuesday the death toll from flooding in eastern Libya could reach thousands. Officials in eastern Libya said Monday that as many as 2,000 people were believed to be dead in the city of Darna. Head of the IFRC's Libya delegation, Tamer Ramadan, said they're still unsure of the exact death toll.
Again, we confirm from our independent sources of information that number of missing people is hitting 10,000 persons so far. About the number of dead people and other IDPs, we are still waiting the finalization of the assessment process on the ground.
Moroccan state media reported Tuesday the death toll from the deadly earthquake that hit the region last Friday has risen more than 2,900, and the number of people injured has more than doubled to 5,530. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Injured residents were evacuated via helicopter Tuesday from the hard-hit rural town of Talat Yaqub, where international search and rescue teams continue working to find victims and any possible survivors from Friday's 6.8 magnitude quake that struck high in the Atlas Mountains. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva Tuesday, International Red Cross Moroccan Operations Director Carolyn Holt said Red Cross teams are on the ground, supporting authorities in search and rescue operations, which are facing a number of logistical challenges in the remote area.
Challenges include roads blocked by debris, difficulty in accessing fuel for vehicles in these high mountain ranges, and broken water supplies, which brings with it the very real risk of disease and infection if people are unable to access safe and clean water.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
NATO member Romania announced Tuesday it began building air raid shelters near the Ukraine border after drone fragments were found there last week. This is VOA News. North Korean state media confirmed Tuesday leader Kim Jong-un set off on a rare trip out of the country to visit Russia's Far East for what the Kremlin described as comprehensive discussions with Vladimir Putin amid warnings from Washington they should not trade weapons. Reuters correspondent Edward Barn reports.
Weapons are one thing Pyongyang has at its disposal, but it and Moscow both deny North Korea could supply arms to Russia, which has expended vast stocks in more than 18 months of war. Kim could offer artillery rounds from North Korea's large stockpile, but questions about the ammunition's quality may limit the overall impact, military analysts said. Washington and its allies have expressed concern at recent signs of closer military cooperation between Russia and nuclear-armed North Korea. Kim's last trip out of the country was also to meet Putin in 2019.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. Republican U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Tuesday launched an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden, propelling Congress toward a long-shot effort to remove the Democratic president that follows two impeachments of former President Donald Trump. McCarthy's move sets the stage for months of divisive House of Representatives hearings that could distract from lawmakers' efforts to avoid a government shutdown and could supercharge the 2024 presidential race in what Trump hopes to avenge his 2020 election loss to Biden and win back the White House. Australian and Indonesian forces have deployed battle tanks in U.S.-led combat drills amid Chinese concern. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Thousands of soldiers from the U.S., Indonesia, Australia, and other allied forces are demonstrating their armor capabilities in military drills on Java Island, Indonesia. The exercise, known as Garuda Shield, takes place at a time of increasing Chinese aggression in the region. To reassure allies alarmed by Beijing's provocative actions in the South China Sea, the Biden administration is working to strengthen Indo-Pacific military relationships. But China sees the drills as a threat, accusing the U.S. of building an Indo-Pacific alliance similar to NATO to limit China's growing influence. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A smoky haze blanketed Australia's scenic Sydney Harbour on Wednesday as a ring of controlled blazes burned on the city's fringes in preparation for the looming bushfire season. Office workers could taste the smoke as they stepped off trains in the city's business district, while wispy shrouds cloaked landmarks such as the Harbour Bridge and Sydney Opera House. Air pollution in parts of the city comparable to Beijing or New Delhi, with residents warned to shut their windows and avoid going outside if they could. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.